B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Hey.
Hey, Tony D'Amico, Cape Crepe and Chowder. What's going on? I think this is the first call of the year. Happy New Year to my old buddy up there in Cape Coral.
That is exactly why I called.
Well, good.
To wish you fellas a crappy New Year. I've been kidding. You know what? Ever since New Year's, I've been using that line, and people crack up every time.
Yeah, that's why.
Crappy New Year!
Yeah. Yeah. Business still slow at the restaurant. Because you have a way of driving away customers.
Let me tell you this, friend.
Pal.
The next time that you try to decide to luxuriate for a month and take a month off, how about letting your pal know so I can promote what I'm doing before you're gone?
Wait a second. I don't have to give you a schedule of when Haney and I take time off from work and we didn't take a month off.
I don't have to give you an invitation to my New Year's gala, but I did.
I didn't get your invitation, and I appreciate the thought, Tony.
Well, then I guess that would explain why you weren't there.
That would explain
because
it.
You may have noticed on the invitation, it said you were scheduled to appear.
So I take it you put scheduled to appear on the invitations for everybody. Once again, trying to use Haney and I to promote your business.
No. I will have you know that my New Year's gala was spectacular.
It was what?
Spectacular.
Okay, it was. So where did you have the New Year? Was it at the restaurant?
Well, of course it's at the restaurant.
Why would you hold anything there? That ain't a place to have a party.
I got a license to serve beer and wine and food.
Did you have a good crowd? You stoop? I mean, Tony?
Oh, well, I most certainly did, your reference. Yes. I'm trying to think, how many did I have total?
Uh-huh.
Total, we drew 12.
12 people, total. Does that include
total.
Your son, your brother, and Big Tim? Does that include all of that?
Well, there were five spectators and seven band members.
You had a live band? You had a live band with five people watching them.
I most certainly did. And I'm just, it's not for me, but I'm very sorry that you missed your opportunity to see the debut of Timmy and the Turnpickers. But I want you to know.
Yeah.
I am aware that Timmy and the Turnpickers is not the ideal name for a band.
You gave him that name, I bet, too. It was you that came
I
up with that.
I did not, inadvertently. There was an effeminate gentleman in the restaurant, and I said offhandedly, privately in the kitchen to myself, I bet that's a third burglar. And Big Tim started laughing and giggling.
He overheard
and he said,
that.
That's so funny, and he doesn't know what it means.
Right, right.
He has no idea what it means. But he won't change the name of the band.
Oh, that's a shame. Going to be a tough time getting gigs for Big Tim. I guess your place will be the only place. Put that out on the portable sign.
You know, I have to say they're a pretty good draw because the five spectators who were allowed to invite a guest for free, all seven of them, we got five spectators complimentary that were girlfriends of band members. They got a good following.
Because with seven people, and they're all associated with the band.
No, there are seven people in the band, and they drew five.
Even worse.
Eating and drinking for free.
Yeah, what were you serving?
I had it catered. I didn't feel like working in the kitchen good. On New Year's.
Good, I don't blame you.
They drank me out of house.
I bet they did. You're talking about bands. That's what they do. Pay me and let me drink.
But
Big Tim, Big Tim drinking alcohol, that couldn't have been good for him and his condition. He's slow.
Oh, he had a lot of fun, and the bass player's gal was very friendly.
Uh-huh.
But I have a gentleman. He's in the restaurant. I'm in the Tornado.
Okay, so a gentleman's in the restaurant right now. You're out in your car smoking.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's elderly.
Yeah.
And he's been here since 7:30.
It's now, almost dinner time right now. It's almost dinner time.
I understand this, and I'd like to leave this place. Normally, I would have just kicked the guy out.
Right. You've done that before. Okay, fella, you got to go. It's closing time.
He has been a model customer.
Oh, really?
He came in and quietly sat down, and he said, "Hello." This evidently is the only word he can say. And I says to him, "How may I help you,
sir?
May I take your order?"
Uh-huh.
And he smiled pleasantly and pointed at the Sunrise Cattleman's Platter.
What's on that? Some bacon?
Well, it's
pig.
Eight eggs.
Style,
and a rack of frozen Danish style baby back ribs.
Wow, that's pretty something for breakfast. But for one old man to order eight eggs, any style, and some baby back ribs for breakfast, that's a big undertaking.
With complimentary toast. And I asked him, "Do you want white or whole wheat?" And he just said, "Hello." So I got white for him. Most people don't complain.
All right. Well, what has this got to do? Why is he still in the restaurant at this hour?
Because throughout the day, I would ask if I could get him anything else. Sometimes he would say hello, sometimes not, but he would smile. And he would point at something on the menu. And I would keep bringing him food.
What?
This went on. And after the lunch rush, I must have had three other people in there.
Yeah.
They were gone.
Was he eating anything?
He was eating everything. And he was getting it all over himself. And so finally at 1 p.m., I figured, you know, maybe I thought I had a golden goose. Maybe this guy ain't got no money. I'm getting taken. And so I says to him, "Sir, I am happy to continue to serve you, but we're having a shift change, and I need to close out your tab." You know what he does?
What?
He pulls out a crisp $100 bill, like it was brand new. Nice and crisp.
Yeah, I like those crisp hundreds.
And I said, "Well, sir, that will cover your dining. However, it is customary to leave a tip."
Oh, jeez.
You know what he does?
What does he do?
He smiles that beautiful smile, and he pulls out another crisp $100 bill and hands it to him.
Ooh!
Suffice it to say, I made a little deposit to my online gambling, my savings account. This man's been here since 7:30. He has not moved from the booth. Well, I started asking around.
Yeah?
I told you, you know, they got the guy that makes keys across the street from me.
Yeah?
I asked him, I said, did you got any idea? Did you, when you were opening up, did you see this fella? He goes, I didn't see him in particular. He said, but I know your competition had a busload of people from a nursing home have breakfast there. They got some sort of contract with him. I go, well, do you know which friggin' nursing home it is? He says, no, I don't know nothing about it, and don't say my name.
Tony, it is somebody that you should have called some kind of authorities or something when he's not communicating with you.
Listen, that's why I called you.
You called me? Call somebody that can help him. He's obviously not there all there. He's got Alzheimer's.
Just as a test, right before I called you, I said, we're having another shift change, sir. That'll be $300. And he peeled off $300 bills.
And you took it.
Well, it was.
You've made, stoop. You've made $500 off a man who is obviously not there mentally. He's probably lost right now and needs assistance, and all you've been doing all day long is guiding his finger to your high-end items, and he's peeling a $100 bill to him. Could be a $1 bill. It could be confetti for all he knows.
So I was wondering if you could put out a silver alert, and then I could answer that silver alert and just take the reward out of his wallet.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. To us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
2022.
It sure is.
And everybody's mad at us.
You noticed that?
It's not our fault.
No.
I think it's Skynet.
Stan and Haney. Something doesn't sound right, but I don't care.
Well, it's because we're not used to it.
I think you're right. It's because we're not. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Welcome.
God, I feel like a human being.
Yeah, me too. I was a walking zombie right before Christmas. But I got to say something. Because I did see a few emails about it. Got a few texts on my private phone about it. About yesterday. Hey, how come you guys aren't in work? Hey, it's Monday. You've been gone 2 weeks. What's the deal? What's going on? Getting emails from our regulars. Hey, welcome back. Wait a second. Where are you? I'm going to explain this as best I can. For some reason...
See, we don't work for the people we used to work for. We have new bosses that we've never met.
Right.
And they're called Skynet.
So, and amazingly, where my wife works, they did it the same way. So as we're,
Skynet took them over?
I don't think it's Skynet. But they operated the same way.
So Skynet has a rival.
Oh, yeah, they got a few rivals that I know of.
Really? They'd never admit that.
No. They're the king. So, when we were filling out our vacation, in the old days... I'd go to the program director. I'd say, here are our dates for vacation.
Done and done.
Done and done. Now you have to enter it on this Skynet computer.
And occasionally, a program director would come to you and go, hey, we're coming up on the holidays. You guys got your date set yet?
Yeah, have you put it into Skynet now? But before...
I don't like that.
No, and I'll tell you why I don't like it. And I don't feel good about this, and I'm going to tell you. So I have to go on the computer and put our dates in. So as we're putting them in, Skynet bounces back a message to me. This was weeks ago, a month ago. They bounce back a message to me that your company, Skynet / Beasley, because they're both our company.
Well, but now we have more bosses.
Yes. But it says, your company recognizes January 3rd, which was yesterday, as your company holiday recognition for the new year. Not on the 31st.
Mm-hmm.
It was the 3rd.
And then, so, we're entitled to that day. Say, Skynet, can we bank that for the future?
No.
No.
And so I went to the powers that be around here who think they know Skynet, but they don't. And I said, look, we put in our time off, but it's saying Monday is part of the holiday. It's a comp day that you don't get back because you're recognizing it as the New Year holiday. They said, well, you're going to have to go and take that as your comp day. And I said, but it's coming at the end of our vacation. Well, that's the way it is. So we didn't come in yesterday, not because we didn't want to. We would have. Our services were up and running. But the company recognized it as a holiday.
The company said, you don't have to work on Monday. Would you like to work for free?
And I said, no, I don't want to work for free. And so now it's Tuesday. We're here. We're back. And here's the thing. You go to Skynet, and because they somehow wanted to make sure my address was correct.
They are so bossy.
And they said, oh, congratulations. Welcome back to work. Do you know that you and your partner, Haney, missed out on 8 comp days last year? Something like that.
We're suckers.
Because I think...
So, see, what happens is normally we do work for free, we just don't know about
right.
it or we don't think about it.
And that the comp days don't carry over. Now, keep in mind, I think a lot of it, I think there's 5 of the 8 days are for sick days, or what do they call it now? Personal days. And then you got 3 more, which were holidays that we worked because we felt, as we did yesterday, we felt we should be here regardless because so many people have to go to work.
And so many people, tuned in at 2 o'clock going, thank God, 2 weeks without standing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you got to be kidding me.
These bastards. And then they're mad at us.
They're
listeners
just,
mad at us. Everybody in the building's mad at us.
They're just twisting the knife now. That's not us.
That isn't us. I said to them before, I'll see you guys on Monday's a holiday.
And if you go back over the decades that we've been working here, how many times have we been faced with the question, well, you're not going to get paid for it. Would you like to work for free?
Yeah, early on, it was a lot like that.
And we said yes most of the time.
We'll do it. Oh, there were, granted, it was several decades ago, but there was a time here where we worked on Christmas Day. We worked on New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
We worked Saturdays. But, you know,
so
that was
I don't personally feel bad about yesterday, except that it wasn't made clear in time. And I know you were worried that Junior would forget about it.
If I can only tell you things.
Nah. But you know what?
What?
This is the honest to God's truth. Stan and I had what I would call very limited communication over the holiday, just for essentials. But Stan and I have not seen each other
right
since our last show
right
in December.
That's true.
And all of us, we had a couple of weeks where, you know, we didn't really have any obligations, so what to do? We all did a bunch of different things, and those stories are forthcoming.
I got some good ones, and I know you do, too. Just the idiocy. Just the plain, you've got to be kidding. When we go out, we try to stay away from people. We go out in public, and it finds us.
I will say that over the holidays, I spent several days with Junior.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad for you about that. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
With the 11th pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition. That means Mike Chiannopoulos today. Mike Chiannopoulos joining us in 2022, taking your texts on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. I can almost guarantee you, because Haney and I took a couple of weeks off, and we've got stuff that's going on. I'll bet you that something happened.
Why were your eyes closed?
Because I was holding back so much stuff I got to tell you.
Yeah.
But rest assured, there was probably something that happened over the holidays where you might need the advice of an attorney. And you just can't usually pick up the phone at a whim and call an attorney. That's why we have one on the show for you once a week. If you have a question for Mike Chiannopoulos, 239-277-9600, text it to us. And when Mike joins us in just about an hour, we'll pose your questions to him, and he'll give you an answer, or at least tell you where you need to go, or you don't need him.
Yeah, we're bursting at the seams with stuff. But
yeah.
But you know what? We got to be patient.
Yes.
We got to ration it out.
I'll just say this before we go in the grab bag. I was out of the state for about a week.
Was it? Yeah, well, I guess it was that long.
Yeah. With all the
travel
and all that. Thank God, and you may not realize it, And you may think that I'm poking a stick around here just to get people riled up. I'm not. Thank God we live in the state of Florida.
And I'm proud to be a Floridian.
You got that right.
Where at least I know I'm free.
Ain't that right, AOC? Let's do the grab bag.
Well, and Pelosi. And she's moving here,
oh,
too.
Oh, sure. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug, U.S. 41, North Naples. You know, I remember vividly, about a decade and a half ago, maybe even longer now, when news was first breaking about Viagra.
Viagra.
And Haney had a story about this miracle drug.
Almost every day.
Every day. It was supposed to be regrow hair.
It turns out it cures everything.
It cures everything. And so people use it for toughy medication. But evidently, a large dose of Viagra
will set you right.
Ended
that,
up,
and, that and Bran Flakes.
Yes. Ended up actually saving a female COVID patient's life just in time for the holidays. They gave
Viagra. You're going to get us banned. You're spreading COVID misinformation.
No, this is true.
It doesn't matter.
I know.
First, doctors used Viagra to treat erectile dysfunction in men. Then they used Viagra for a woman in a coma with COVID. And now, introducing Viagra for women in comas. And since women can be more complicated than men, it's got a new name. Ask your doctor about nymphohumpenidine trisexolate prolixenol estrogenolamin hypergasma dixigen COVID-69. It's the most complex and effective medication to treat your COVID coma and your libido. So ladies, when you want to enhance your sex life or come out of a coma, reach for new nymphohumpenidine trisexolate prolixenol estrogenolamin hypergasma dixigen COVID-69. Ask for it by name.
I will.
I will say kudos to that guy for being able to say that.
Yep.
That took practice.
You can hear the intensity in this. It was recorded as it happened. Two college students in Colorado saved a dog they found while skiing. It was buried in an avalanche. The dog. How's your dog?
She's fantastic.
Good, glad to hear it.
Yeah.
This dog was buried in an avalanche. Here's the moment that these two skiers found the dog alive.
He's right here, man. He's still alive.
Hurry up. Come on, buddy. Yeah. Hey. You're okay. He just survived a 20-minute burial. Dude, good spot. You okay, buddy? A little scared?
Why would you bring your dog skiing?
I don't think it was their dog.
Well, they were calling it by name.
They called it Spot.
Well, if that's the case...
They said they found a dog.
Well, how did they know that it might have been a wolf?
Could have been.
And you unbury a wolf? A wolf's going to come out mad. It's not going to thank you.
Oh, it's gonna come out biting. Snapping at you. I'm going to skip this because I think I have another cut of it.
Are you allowed to hunt coyotes in a residential area?
Man, I'm telling you, since I moved to North Fort Myers, there are certain nights, not every night, where I hear them all.
They get all excited.
Yes.
They get all high-pitched.
Yep.
There's a pack of them right by the radio station.
I need to see something here. Bear with me a second.
It's all right. I notice you haven't gone to the glasses yet.
No.
Why is that CD player so uncooperative?
Well, people mess with it. Andy Cohen, CNN, New Year's Eve.
For those of you that don't know, CNN, a couple of years ago, maybe even longer than that, had an idea that you know what would be great for New Year's would be to have Anderson Cooper drinking, accompanied by that hag, Kathy Griffin. And the two of them can go,
And get all tipsy.
And then they said, well, you know what?
Well, then they fired Kathy Griffin for something. I don't remember.
Well, I think it was a Trump's severed head.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And they decided that that worked so well. Let's take... We can't deal with Kathy Griffin anymore. She's become too high maintenance. Let's make it an all-gay drunken New Year's.
It's true.
Hosted exclusively by gay men in different locations.
Andy Cohen, Anderson Cooper, Don Lemon.
Mm-hmm.
All of them drinking.
On the air.
Yes. We've been in this business. This is our, we are now entering, Haney, you and I, our 40th year in broadcasting. We both found out very early on.
It sounds like fun.
It's not. And you have to do a lot of apologizing the next day. People, oh, let's buy Stan and Haney a drink. No, thank you. Let us finish our broadcast and then we will. Learn very early on.
Yeah, I don't know if, because when you're drinking, by the time you get blotto, nobody wants to be around you.
Correct.
During the fun part, when you're having that nice little buzz, if the people around you are doing the same thing, then that's fine. But if you're addressing someone who is sober...
Yes.
They're not in on your jokes.
No.
They're not going... It's not going to be as hilarious to them as it is to you.
Here is a little clip of Andy Cohen.
At that point, what you're doing, which would be fine if you were amongst friends who were doing the same thing, but when you present that to a national audience, what you're doing is making a spectacle of yourself.
Here's Andy Cohen, and this is just one of several, where he decided to go after Ryan Seacrest, ABC, who were doing the Dick Clark thing, and Journey. And he was drunk.
Oh my gosh.
We started
our fog machine.
From Ryan Seacrest, group of losers that are performing behind us. I mean, with all due, if you've been watching ABC tonight, you've seen nothing. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Nobody giggles like Anderson.
Thank you, Katy Perry. What a journey.
Before we hit midnight.
Speaking of Journey, I just got doused with confetti from the fake Journey appearing on ABC. If it's not Steve Perry, it doesn't count.
I mean, really.
Do you get it?
It's Journey
Steve
now.
Steve Perry is Journey.
Things change.
This is on network, our cable network news.
Is that a term we're not supposed to be familiar with?
What?
He got gouged?
I don't know. Junior, what's gouged?
Isn't that when he gets stabbed?
No.
Oh, that's gouged.
Yeah, or shivved.
And he thinks he's the first person to realize that Steve Perry is no longer with Journey.
This fake Journey. He had to apologize, as everybody that does this winds up
Steve
having to
Perry
do.
Perry will be the first one to tell you he doesn't want to be fronting Journey now.
No, he does not.
The only thing that I regret saying is that I slammed the ABC broadcast, and I really like Ryan Seacrest, and he's a great guy, and I really regret saying that. And I was just stupid and drunk and feeling it. I was continuing the Journey rant, and I just kept talking, and I shouldn't have, and I felt bad about that.
Well, that's when what happens when you're a drunk 60-year-old man with the affectations of a teenage girl.
That's right! If, and you heard the clip, okay? If that was on K-Rock, and it was Stan, Haney, and Junior, and maybe Maria, they would have pulled us off the air, and we would have been in a meeting on Monday, and all kinds of new rules slapped down on us.
And you know what? A lot of people would lose the bet, because it wouldn't be me, you, or Junior. It would be Mari to get us all fired.
She'd be the one that, you know.
Yep.
Really go all crazy.
Now, sober, your odds are a lot different.
Yes.
But a couple of pops?
Yeah, it's Mario.
Yep. See, you would think it would be Junior, but he's just barely coherent at that point.
Yeah.
He gets into a lot of, yep, yep. Where's the beer?
Yeah.
Can I get another one? Okay. All right. Happy New Year.
I'll just let the clip speak for itself. You have people on one side saying it's a mental issue and he needs help. You have others saying, well, there's a reason behind it. You have others saying, you know, can't have that on a NFL team. It just
Antonio Brown. That's Antonio Brown without his uniform, we are told, without his jersey. And running out of the field, I don't know if that could have been a penalty.
All right, Jen Hale, get after that. We got to find out what's going on there.
She's got to catch him first. It's unbelievable. He's had his issues off the field. Now he's on the field creating an issue.
Guys, very odd situation. Antonio Brown boiled over, very upset on the sideline, took off his shoulder pads. Mike Evans, O.J. Howard trying to convince him to keep them on. Obviously, they were unable to do so. He tossed his shoulder pads, stripped off his shirt and glove, threw those into the crowd, then ran across the field while the teams were still on the field, giving the crowd a peace out sign.
I think everyone should be very compassionate.
Tom Brady.
Empathetic toward some very difficult things that are happening.
He is no longer a buck. All right, that's the end of the story. Let's talk about the guys that went out there and won the game.
Now, you do know this, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
What happened and why that made such headlines is not because of what he ultimately did. It's because he took his shirt off. You wouldn't have half the stories about this if he hadn't taken his shirt off and been bare-chested.
Yeah. All I can say is this is not the first time this has happened. I urge everybody to rent the movie Slapshot. Because it's happened before.
Oh, yeah. In professional sports, sure. Well documented, Stan.
Yep.
That movie doesn't age.
It does not. It does not.
Old time hockey. Eddie Shore.
Yep.
Cole Blake.
One of the people that we lost a lot of people over the Christmas break, which is usually.
It was almost a Christmas slaughter.
It was. And
I saw the headline with a big thing on People Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
On one day, I see that Betty White turns 100. And I thought, you know what? Good for you, Betty White. You're the one thing we can count on. The next day, Betty White dead.
Well, they're doing, yes.
I was at Publix, and it was right after she died. And they had the magazine article.
The magazine is up there. Here's what I also know. Is that, and I'm going to play you the clip. They were planning major things, both television-wise. They had People Magazine. The game show networks were going to have full days of Betty White on Match Game on Password with her husband, Alan Ludden. Just a marathon, which they did on New Year's. They're going to run. They were supposed to run more. There was also supposed to be a theatrical release of Betty White's career. Betty White passed away on Friday, just over 2 weeks before her 100th planned birthday on January 17th. That would have been 100 years. A film called Betty White, 100 Years Young, was supposed to run in theaters on January 17th, her birthday. it was announced that they are still running the film. And here's a little trailer.
Hello, I'm Betty White. I feel so fortunate to have had as great a career as I've had for as long as I have.
We're thrilled to invite you to Betty White's 100th birthday celebration and movie event on January 17th. This film gives you backstage access to Betty's greatest moments. The Golden Girls.
Oh, it takes a big woman to forgive somebody calling her a slut.
The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Now, don't you go away. We'll be right back after this commercial message.
All clear.
All right, who the hell is responsible?
Spend the night with Betty White.
What a great bedroom, Sue Ann.
At your local movie theater.
Come on, what are you waiting for? Go ahead.
Get your tickets now at fathomevents.com.
It's just the magic of Betty White. Not everybody has that.
Don't miss it.
She made it a long way. And a lot of people are, a lot of businesses and organizations and networks going on with their tribute for her. We can talk about it later. But another one that got us was John Madden passing away.
Yeah, of course.
One of the greatest of all time. Most people don't know he was a great head coach before he was a broadcaster.
Well, he was a Hall of Fame coach.
Correct. Super Bowl winner.
And unlike what you see today, I think there are a lot of great things about John Madden.
A lot.
But I think one of those great things was that at the age of 42, he said, I am retired from coaching.
Yeah.
I will never coach again. And then began a whole new career in broadcasting where he excelled just like he did as a coach.
Yep.
But the fact that he said that at the age of 42, I'm retired from coaching, I won't coach again. Can you imagine the money that was thrown at him between 1980 and 1990?
Because 1980, it was just starting to get big money. And he was young.
He could have come 42.
Back. He could have come back at 52. He could have come back at 62. And done a season. And then back to the booth. He left a lot of money on the table. In turn, he also made a lot of money in broadcasting, because the thing about it is he was on CBS with Pat Summerall for a lot of years. CBS lost the NFL for a while and signed a huge deal with Fox. Huge.
Well, and another, I said there are many great things about John Madden. And I don't know that I can pick one that's the greatest, because there are multiple great ones. But the fact that he was able to do it his way.
Yeah.
And for most broadcasters that are doing NFL games, to say, I won't fly in an airplane would be a complete deal breaker.
They accommodated him. They didn't want to lose him.
They go, what are you, some kind of loon? Instead, we got the Madden Cruiser.
Yep.
And he talked many times about how what to him was a disability, initially somewhat embarrassing, he talked about what a blessing in disguise it was as to how he got to know the country from being on that bus and going through places.
We're desperately late. We got to take a break. There are so many Madden things.
We've been all pent up for
Two weeks. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group. And we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, about 20, 25 minutes. Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law going to be joining us. His first appearance with us in 2022, and rest assured, I know you have some questions for Mike after the holidays.
Unfortunately,
and you may need to talk to an attorney. If you have a question for Mike, feel free to text that question to us on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. Just like you're sending us a text, but make that text a question for Mike. He will join us in about 20, 25 minutes. We'll pose your questions to him. He'll answer and give you his best advice. Again, that's coming up in just a little bit. I'll throw one out now. Over the vacation holiday, I went to Las Vegas, Nevada. I try to go out to Las Vegas once a year. Haney and I, for about good 10 years running, would go out to Vegas every year. And the last time we were all out there was in 2019 when I got married.
And you know what? You were kind enough. You said, hey, do you want to come along? It is actually, it's the first time where it wasn't finances or obligations or anything. I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, because I asked both of you guys beforehand, realizing didn't go in 2020 because of the COVID and everything was shut down in Las Vegas, but everything opened back up in Las Vegas.
It's the first time where I had the ability, if I wanted to, I could have gone to Vegas. I said, I'm not.
And the first thing I told Haney when I got back was, thank God we live in the state of Florida. Now, I'm going to tell everybody.
Well, and thank God you got home safe, you know, given the severed head and all that.
Yeah, at the Rio. There was a severed head found at the Rio while I was in Vegas.
That's your hotel.
At a hotel I went to. I didn't stay there. But I'm going to tell you, because we did a lot of traveling around and a lot and went a lot of places when we
and
were
let's
out
be clear,
in Nevada.
You didn't personally run across the severed head.
No, I did not.
You were just in the middle of the enforcement action, right?
But to people in the rest of the country, we're the loons. The no mask mandates, we don't have to wear a mask. We want our kids to go to school. We're the state of Florida, an exception to the rule. And in Nevada, they have a strict mask policy in that state and in Las Vegas.
Okay, how strict?
Everywhere you go, casino, stores, restaurants, lobbies, everywhere but
bars.
Outside, bars, mask on. And here's what they tell you. The only time you could take a mask off, because they can't ban smoking in the casinos. So you're allowed to take your mask off if you're smoking.
Okay, I don't have to wear a mask.
And the good thing about that is because they're so short on help out there, you don't see a lot of the casino floor walkers that are Mr. or Mrs. Enforcement. So you sit down at a machine or at a table, you can drop the mask off and throw the cigarette in your hand and have your drink until you're finished with that cigarette.
Well,
and then
I'm
you
never
put the
finished,
mask.
So I know I'm good. I see, I should have gone.
But the rule that they have, and I knew that it was trouble as soon as I got onto the plane, was you must wear your mask at all times. That includes when you're eating and drinking. And I'm like, what? You're allowed to pull your mask down to put food in your mouth. But while you are chewing, and once that food is in your mouth, the mask must be brought back up.
Uh-uh.
You're allowed to take a sip of your drink by pulling your mask down. But once you take that swallow, the mask must go up. So we left from Tampa direct to Vegas.
And I was so surprised you didn't have any problems, because all of the headlines were about...
I will get into that.
Yeah.
I personally did not. But as soon as you get to the parking garage,
And you know why you didn't? Just luck of the draw, the airline you took.
No. The word going around out in Nevada with the holiday, people couldn't go west coast, north and south. The west, from Texas west, was an absolute nightmare. Flights going from the east to the west and the west back to the east were all on time and all staffed and fine. It was going like from Las Vegas to Los Angeles to San Diego to Portland. All places in between. There were no flights. Another example.
That's interesting.
Staying on the west to go from.
So you could go east to west, west to east. It was north and south that was the problem.
People couldn't get to Texas, but still west, Dallas. Everything there, the flights were on time. But we get to the airport in Tampa to leave. And as soon as you leave the parking garage and get in the elevator, your mask is on. Your mask is on in the terminal, through check-through.
So your mask is on the whole time during the plane ride.
And through the plane ride, and then you get off at McCarran, Harry Reid, and the mask has to stay on until you're down at baggage claim and can go out. Unless you're a smoker, where you could go into one of those smoking or casino booths and take your mask down and smoke a cigarette. But leaving...
So had you not been a smoker...
You'd have to keep the mask on the entire time. No exception. This was the third time going to Las Vegas that I saw Penn and Teller. You and I have seen him. I saw him before you and I saw the two of them. And
always put on a great show.
And they put on a phenomenal show at a venue now that I don't know how much longer they can stay there. They have their own theater there. The mask mandates are so enforced in enclosed areas around there that as soon as you enter the Rio, where Penn and Teller are performing, your mask has to go on.
So your mask has to be on in your cab ride? And
yes. Required. You get into the hotel, the Rio, the casino, your mask has to go on. When we went into the theater, the Penn and Teller theater, they have signs right at the door telling you you must wear your mask through the entire show.
They still do the intro like they used to?
No, it's a new show.
So they're not up there
anymore? I'll tell you about that off the air.
All right.
You go into the Penn and Teller Theater, and they check you, each and every person, to make sure that their mask is up. If your mask falls down below your nose, they go and find you. Before Penn and Teller went
on. Now, you're still allowed to have cocktails in the theater, right?
Yes, but you must actively, only when actively drinking. Mask down, take a swallow, put the mask back up.
Really festive atmosphere.
Yeah. And when the show is getting ready to start, the ushers do not necessarily help you to your seat. They're carrying a sign, like a handheld stop sign, like for a school crosser. Masks must be on. And they're going up and down the aisle. Masks must be on. And so you're seeing these ushers in
like
their
1984
suits.
1984 stuff.
Yes. And there could be somebody 15, 20 seats in on the row that might have their mask below their nose. They were to stop. Hey, excuse me. Mask on.
They do this during the performance?
Yeah, right before they go on stage. And they got a sign that they, in case you're deaf, they have a sign they put right in your face. Mask on. Like a white little stop sign. So through the entire show, you're masked. And another example
of
this.
What about Penn and Teller? They have to wear masks?
No, but they let you know that they're three shots. And leaving the theater, again, you have to have your mask on.
Did they acknowledge it?
They did. They acknowledged it, that they're all about safety, because they did bring some people up on stage. And they had to, the people that came up on stage had to keep their mask on, and they let the audience know, if you don't want to come up on stage with us, you don't have to, but we're three jabs. If you feel good enough to come up on stage, come up on stage. And going back to the hotel, I was just discussing with my wife. I said, it's so different in Florida. Right, AOC? It's so different in Florida. We get on an elevator. We saw a couple there that was one floor below us. We were going on the elevator. And hi, how are you? Just got into Vegas? Yes. And they were from California. Both of them, very affluent looking people, very well dressed, double masked, going up and double masked. And one other thing I'll tell you before we take the break, of just thank God we live in Florida. Keep in mind, everybody from everywhere else, you say, how can people live like that or go along with that? We're the oddballs. We're the ones risking the health of the world.
Well, people from California going into Vegas probably feel like that's freedom.
But we saw also that ventriloquist, what is it, Terry Fatter? He won America's Got Talent. They moved him because COVID, and I also think because of a lack of a crowd. He was in a smaller room than Piscopo was when we saw him. But the crowd coming in to see him, it was moved to a small auditorium on another floor to avoid crowding, so that they would have let certain people,
doesn't sound like crowding,
certain amount in the elevator, to close the door to take them up to the showroom floor, so that you wouldn't have a wave of people, even though they're all masked, to go see the show.
You know, you and I are a little different, so maybe it didn't bother you, but I don't think I would have been able to relax and enjoy
myself.
You
would not have. We got on the plane to head back to Florida, and I got firsthand of all the delays at McCarran. There was a flight that was going to Dallas, which was on its 3-hour delay. Ours was completely on time, but it's at the same gate. And so the attendant announces, flight blah, 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 to Tampa, Florida will be boarding now. These people who had been sitting for 3 hours trying to get to Dallas are thinking that's
finally,
their plane.
Finally.
There is a mad rush, shoulder to shoulder, of everybody masked. And they're being told one after another, this is not your flight. Sit down. This is not your flight.
Your flight's so screwed that a completely different flight is using the gate.
Flew to Tampa, landed in Tampa, and as soon as we got down those elevators and got to the parking garage, we took our masks off, ripped them up, and threw them in the garbage. And I said, that was the longest. I had a rash around my lips and cheeks.
It's no way to live.
No way to live. And incidentally, those states, some of the highest numbers of Omicron. Mike Chinopoulos is coming up next. Mike is an attorney. He has been with us on this show for a very long time. You know that he is coming here to help. You know, that's the reason why he comes on the show.
It's really weird. It's like I almost feel compelled to apologize to you.
I haven't gotten to the good stuff.
I'm sorry you had to deal with that. I mean, you paid good money to go out there to have fun.
Yeah. I had fun, except when I got nearly towed and dragged by an Uber. That's later. And I literally did.
Well, you know, you weren't the only one that did a little gambling.
That's what I understand.
Junior, he tore up the blackjack tables, man.
I was at first, until the sharks saw the prey.
Whatever. Mike Chiannopoulos is next. If you'd like to ask a question of Mike, text us on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. Mike Chiannopoulos joins us next. We're Stan and Haney.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Tuesday afternoon. Back from vacation. It's 2022.
That was a nice vacation.
That was a nice vacation. And I'm glad to hear, and we'll hear more about it, but I'm glad to hear that you and Junior spent some quality time, you know, out of the business. Just, you know, socializing. I hear he's got quite an appetite. Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law.
He also has no problem just dropping by. You know, my daughter was in the neighborhood, and she said, I was going to stop by, but I wasn't sure if you were up or not. I go, I was here. I wish you'd come by. Meanwhile, when I was asleep, hey, we're doing stuff today.
Oh, jeez.
It's not a problem to me, man.
Do you mind if I put some pants on, you know?
Jeez.
Maybe a shirt?
I was so glad I didn't, when he took all the stuff from my old house, when he was supposedly helping me, that I didn't take him to my new place. So glad.
He doesn't know where it is.
Nope, doesn't have the address.
Well, what are you doing this weekend?
Don't worry about it. Mike Chiannopoulos joins us. If you'd like to ask Mike a question, text us on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. He is the Storm of 22. Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. Mike, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm just glad to be back for another year.
You know, our last get-together was when we were doing the toy drive, and we had not seen each other face-to-face in about a year and a half, and it was so great seeing you. And as soon as all this stuff gets through and we're all on the road to recovery, I am looking forward to you just hanging out in the studio with us again.
It'd be a lot of fun. You know, Haney, I keep trying to get him to go on the boat, but he's just not going until you go.
Well, we'll go together.
That'd be good.
Just as long as you can supply the bait and rods.
The bait and rods. No alcohol.
Well, we'll bring our own there.
So, what are we doing in this new year of 2022? We got any interesting questions?
Oh, we do.
I have one. You may not be able to answer it, but with the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell thing, I saw that they had released the document that Prince Andrew claims gets him off the hook.
Right, because they paid the girl like $500,000 years ago.
They paid her $500,000 to drop some charges against Epstein, but the language in there was so vague, against him and any other defendants that may arise. Is that kind of language even legal?
Well, it is, but on the civil side. So she's being prosecuted on the criminal side for the crime.
She's already been convicted.
But we're talking about the girl that came forward.
She wants to sue Prince Andrew civilly, and he's claiming that this old agreement with Epstein, because it says, and other parties, means that he's protected.
Well, I'd have to read that language, but I know that people do put language like that in there. So then the question would become, well, does she have to get all of her money from the Epstein estate, or does it come from Prince Andrew, or does Prince Andrew pay and the Epstein estate pay him back? Those are all the things that $400 an hour to argue about.
I guess what her lawyers are saying is that agreement was with the traffickers. She's going after Prince Andrew on his own for participating in it because she was a minor.
And those are the questions that lawyers get rich off of.
Oh, yeah.
Who have that much money.
Let's go to the...
I can't imagine how much money lawyers have made off this.
A lot.
I suspect that issue will be resolved right after each lawyer has been paid about $1 million.
Absolute Law text line. Let's begin for 2022. This first one for you, Mike Chinopoulos. Mike, I want to start my own LLC for my music and production services. Any advice on where to start? How do I go about doing this?
Well, let me tell you what not to do, and that'll take up the remainder of the segment.
Well, I can tell you that an LLC is probably the best form of business for a small business. Everything relates back to your individual tax return, so you don't have all these government requirements of, you know, this form and that form. So it makes the most sense. The biggest piece of advice that I will give you is if you start an LLC, you can go on the website and do it at the Secretary of State's office. It's about $35. If you want to go to a lawyer, they're going to charge you about $1,500. You can do it yourself for $35. Answer the questions. If you hit a couple of those questions, you don't know what to do, call me at 239-ASK-MIKE, and I'll tell you what's put there.
All right. That's great, now, Mike.
Once you get that done, you have to get an EIN, an employer identification number. You go to the IRS website, put in the information and ask about your company. They email you back an EIN. You take that EIN and you go to the bank, you open a bank account. That's it. You're done. So it's website, bank account. You're done.
And now, okay, go ahead, and then I got a little follow-up to that.
This is the most important piece of advice you're going to hear in 2022 if you're starting an LLC. Keep that bank account separate. Do not, did I mention do not? Because I really meant do not commingle any personal money in there. Don't buy personal things out of there. It's the business and the business only.
And that is
it will serve you well.
And that's kind of like what I was going to say. The whole purpose of an LLC is for somebody that says, oh, you know what? I'm going to start my own business, music business, car detailing business. And if something goes wrong and you don't have an LLC, they can go after your personal stuff.
That's right. They go after your personal assets and, you know, but you have to keep that money separately. If you commingle it, it will not be a corporation and all your personal assets are right back on the table.
Wow. All right. Absolute Law text line for Mike Chinopoulos. Mike, I am texting for a coworker of mine. She went up to Ohio and bought a car. She drives it back to Florida, and the dealership calls her and said there was a mistake, and they didn't charge her enough sales tax and want her to pay them $900 more. She's scared that they won't send the title of the vehicle to Florida if she doesn't pay the extra money they claim. Does she have to pay that $900 even if they messed up?
Tell her to call me at 239-ASK-MIKE, and I'll give her some free advice because I got to ask her a few questions. And if they really did screw up, no, she won't have to pay it. But, you know, if she signed off on it and it was on the wrong line or something, yes. So I just need her to call me, 239-ASK-MIKE, and tell her I'll help her. I won't charge for that.
And that's another thing. A friend of my wife's actually had bought a new car. Signed, drove it off the lot, and the dealership had said to her, we did some miscalculation and that you owe a blankety blank amount of dollars or we need the car returned, and refused. And I think that a lot of times when it's the mistake of the dealership or in the finance department, when you're at the dealership, they're going to try to get that money. But legally, they backed off this friend of ours and said, all right, it was our mistake. But they really pushed hard to get that extra money.
Yep, and if it's something that they just neglected to do and you've already got the deal signed, it may well be you don't have to pay it, but I just need to look at it.
Let's see.
And let me tell you, from personal experience, there's no better feeling than handing Mike a piece of legalese, having no idea what it is, and him looking at you and going, throw it out. This means nothing.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
That's nonsense. They're trying to bully you.
Yep.
Absolute Law text line, and I'm trying to decipher what the actual question is here, but maybe you can, Mike. My car was egged. Police don't seem to be engaged. I have a police report, $2,000 worth of damages. What are my options? We have a partial license number, and three other cars were hit on McGregor. We all are in contact, and all cars are damaged. What do I do?
Well, if you can identify the address or identity of just one perpetrator, then you can sue him or her and get the rest of the information. So all you got to do is identify one of the people and then sue them, and you'll get the rest of it figured out.
Absolute Law text line. Mike, my boyfriend and I bought a house together in 1989. At first, we were tenants in common, but after he had a stroke, you suggested we switch to a joint tenancy, which is what we did. My question is, will Medicaid, which he has been on since 2014, and now he also is on Medicare, be able to claim part of the house if he should pass away?
Well, that's a different question than what you asked me before. The way to ensure that the house goes to you if he passes is to list the title as joint tenancy. That gives you the right of survivorship. One of you dies, the other one owns the whole thing. Now you have created a Medicare problem, and you can correct that by putting it in a Medicare trust. It's a certain specific trust. In my belief, I haven't looked at this in a while, is that trust has to be in play for 3 years. Then any benefits that you need in the future, that trust will not be considered as income or assets to determine your eligibility.
Okay. Absolute Law text line for Mike Chinopoulos. Boy, you come back after vacation, they're stacking up like cordwood, Mike.
I love it.
It always seems that way, and we've talked about it before. After a holiday, after Christmas and New Year's, things start rolling again in the new year, and those problems that you left behind in 2021 are still there in 2022.
That's right.
Mike Chinopoulos. What does someone do if they cannot find their case number regarding child support and the system will not let them pay or continue into the system without the case number?
Well, you know what? I mean, I can kind of see both sides of this. I laugh and say, well, gee, we should still take their money. It goes to a child. The system needs to help. But then I kind of think, what kind of dumbass doesn't know his own case number to support his children?
Yeah, but I mean, if he knows his last name and the payee's name, it seems like it shouldn't be that difficult.
Yeah, apparently that's too confusing for some.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Mike, I still can't remember my Wi-Fi sign-on at the house. I have to look up the number every time.
All right, but if you work there, don't you think somebody called you, you'd know that Wi-Fi, you'd know how
I would
find
hope
that Wi-Fi
so.
Number?
But if you don't know, I mean, it's like Haney was saying, but though if you have the name, the address, who the money is going to, can't they go and, oh, there you are, and here's your case number?
Well, that's a complex task for somebody over there, dude.
Yeah, I mean, let's get back to reality here. What are you talking about?
And besides, we're probably interrupting their coffee break.
All right. Let's move on. Absolute
Law. You probably need a supervisor.
Right.
Yep. That's one up from the floor walker. Absolute Law text line. Mike, who decides the outcome if your request for a new judge in family court in Lee County? Who decides the outcome if you request a new judge in family court in Lee County?
All right. So, first of all, you can't just request a new judge. I don't like this, but I want a different one. It doesn't work that way. You have to have a reason to disqualify that judge. Any reason that arises that would give you cause to disqualify that judge, you have to move to do so within 10 days. Okay? So, that judge does or says something that's unfair, or you're downtown and you see your judge, and he or she is over there sitting having dinner with the other attorney or the other party. Say, oh, wait a minute, this isn't going to be fair. You got 10 days from then. Who decides that? The judge decides it, him or herself. So I'm going to recuse Judge Smith, whoever that is. I send the motion to Judge Smith. Judge Smith said 30 days. They're not supposed to judge what you're saying. They're only supposed to look at the motion and see if it's legally sufficient. I can tell you in Lee County, I've seen dozens of these in 20 years, and I've seen one of them grant.
Really?
Yep.
That's shocking.
And it really, really, you know, gets you in good with the judge.
After that, the judge really looks fondly upon you.
Yep.
I think you're incompetent to hear this, Judge. Can I have another judge? Oh, what about my other 70 cases?
Hey, remember that time when I tried to get you to recuse yourself? I was joking.
Yeah, just joking. Mike.
Remember that time? That was pretty funny, right? That was an April Fool's joke, wasn't it, Judge?
Can I ask you a question in that regard? You've been practicing law in the state of Florida for a long time. You were licensed and are still licensed in other states. In your trial history, did you ever have a judge that you dealt with before and maybe had difficulties with, and you have to bring a client in and you already know that judge has a bias against you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Stan, this won't surprise you. Haney's about to fall out of his chair, but I actually have quite a colorful history. I've never been subject to any bias by any judge until I moved here to Lee County.
Really?
And there is two judges that made some decisions based upon things they heard when I arrived, and so that's unfortunate. But one of them for 15 years now has done everything he can to hammer me every way, shape, or form.
And if you want that judge to recuse himself, he has every right to say, go to hell, I'm not.
Yeah, it's a little bit more complex than that. But basically. And so what I do is I don't take cases in front of that judge. When people come to me and say that's who that judge is, I tell them flat out, listen, I'm a great lawyer. I'm better than anybody else you could hire. But they'll do better in front of this judge because he hates me. It's a personal issue.
Wow.
Take the case someplace else.
Very good.
But that's not supposed to happen.
That's not supposed to happen.
You mean a sitting judge is not supposed to influence or impact whether or not you make money as a private practitioner based upon the laws he follows or chooses not to follow? That's wrong.
Mike, it's something that we've always said, and that it's true. You are available 24/7. People find themselves in difficult situations at odd times, and if they desperately need to talk to an attorney, they can get a hold of you.
They can get a hold of me 24/7 at 239 Ask Mike. It's real simple, and I answer the phone 24 hours a day. I can tell you, though, I want to follow up on that last question and tell you no names mentioned, but there are some people who have given up even the slightest pretense of having judicial integrity in order to maximize the weight of that profession in their own pocket.
No.
Ooh.
Wow. Wow.
There
That's
are
comforting.
Those people out there. I can't name them. Well, I could, but then I'd go to jail.
239 Ask Mike. And again, obviously, Mike's got to sleep, but there are times you find yourself being picked up and you're in the old four bar motel. Is that what it is?
That's right.
A cage.
A gray bar motel.
Gray bar motel. And you got to, I'm just thinking four walls barred. You got to call.
I got plenty of calls. I got plenty of calls over the holidays, believe me. But 239 Ask Mike, you can get me 24/7 as Stan knows. Stan, can we start the new year being a little bit more compassionate?
I will, if we can go, and still got the free felony.
Free felony carried over. There, yep. I get some sleep, Haney.
You got it in your pocket, Stan.
He's Storm Chinoppin. You want to do your outro?
And this has been 96.1 K-Rock, Storm Chinopolis.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is a symbol that you'll be seeing a lot from now on. It stands for the something wonderful that happens. The richer and more satisfying life your family can enjoy through the well-planned use of
Stan and Haney.
And one of the best things is this. Your family, every family can afford it.
96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
See, I love days like this where we got too much show.
There's a lot of stuff. There are so many things that you still have to say about a vacation. So many things I have to say. They'll last all week.
So let's all take a deep breath. We'll get there.
You ask yourself, was there Stan luck on his trip to Las Vegas? The answer is yes. The answer is yes.
Dogs?
No. I don't want to give too much of it away.
See, we speak such shorthand. I say dogs because occasionally they will have canine units inspect him.
Yeah, that I might be a smuggler.
Yeah.
A mule.
We were labeled as terrorists because...
That's true.
Stan usually makes the travel arrangements and found a great deal on a one-way ticket. And so we had a one-way ticket to Vegas and then a one-way ticket to Fort Myers coming back.
And that raises every red flag there is.
But see, when you buy the... They don't see the other ticket.
No, especially and they just, when it's with another airline.
Yeah, they just see one way to Las Vegas. Okay, he's up to no good.
I'll tell you real very quickly about being stopped at the airport. I made it a point. I said no more of the crap of getting stopped at the airport going through the metal detector. No more taking off of the shoes. So I said I'm going to have slip-on shoes. I'm going to have a spandex waist pant so I don't have to take off the belt.
Well, I'm going Haney style.
Yep.
Huh?
And I said, and I'm going to take off like my chain, put that in my luggage, take off my watch, everything. So I just walk right through. And I'm
so you don't have to fill up the bin.
Yep,
and
just right through. And I said, this is going to be smooth as silk. And I was wearing a flannel shirt like I have now, and when I can't stand long sleeves, so I roll them up, you know, 3/4.
Sir.
I get through, things
sir.
Go, I walk through the metal detector,
sir,
clear. Sir, uniform comes up to me, takes me aside, roll down the sleeves, we need to check, you might have something rolled up,
like
and
that.
I'm like, are you kidding me? Took me out of the line because I came through with rolled up sleeves. doesn't end. It just doesn't end.
That's not the America we knew.
It's the America I've always known. Even pre-9/11, I was getting hauled off.
Well, that is true.
That's par for the course. It's gotten worse. No, you know what? I take that back. It hasn't gotten worse for me. It was pre-9/11 when I had the dogs on me.
Well, that was in a foreign country.
Yes.
And you had been abducted.
Yep. And that's true. traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Just one thing on the board. It is a disabled vehicle, North Fort Myers. It's at Bayshore Road and Samville Road West. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in less than 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's got today's headlines, and they're brought to you by a new sponsor of ours. We'd like to welcome Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL, also open on weekends.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know.
Okay.
We have the top states people moved into and out of.
You're living
last
in one
year.
Of them. You're living in one of them. Right, AOC?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's so nice.
Yeah.
So free here.
Yeah, freedom. And no, I don't want to date you.
Nobody wants to
I don't understand what you guys are talking about. Did she move here?
Oh, you don't. You got to read the news.
What city?
She went to
the Magic City,
Miami, to party and spend vacation maskless.
To spend New Year's.
And
having cocktails, you know, on the beach.
Well, that's weird, man. She didn't call.
No. And she said, and when there was a blowback from it, saying, you know what, you came from a very restricted state to go live maskless and gallivant all around.
Because if we were living under your rules, this wouldn't be allowed.
And she tweeted back, you're just jealous because you want to date me.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Jeez. Next time
it's my girl, man.
Next time she goes down to Miami Beach, we'll let you know.
I don't think she's left.
Yeah, she still might be there.
All right, well, I'm taking a road trip.
And that Miley Cyrus wardrobe malfunction,
yes.
Are we going to be in meetings over that?
No, because I don't think we saw the nip.
Good. Aw. Two twins were born 15 minutes apart last week.
Aw.
But they were born in different years.
Aw.
You heard about Elon Musk's Starlink internet service?
Yeah.
Well, apparently it works, but there may be complications involving cats. Two women got locked out of their car and, well, what else could they do? They trashed a Wawa out of frustration. And finally, a female identified as in her 30s or 40s got into a violent incident over one hush puppy at Long John Silver's. These stories and much, much more Unfortunate Nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. You know, laughter.
Don't call women crazy. You're crazy.
We need a little bit of it each and every day. It's the 4 o'clock fluffer, Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Mighty Crema. According to no less an authority than United Van Lines.
Oh, well, they know.
California hemorrhaged residents last year. Wonder if it's anything like Nevada.
Worse.
And Florida gained residents.
Surprise, surprise.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons people are leaving California.
Top reasons people are leaving California.
You know how the ground shakes every few minutes?
Yeah.
That.
You referred to me as Fatty McFatFat.
Betty White lived there almost her entire life, and look at her now.
Yeah. It's too soon. Too soon.
Well, I thought we'd reach like 72 hours.
Oh, you gotta go a little bit longer than that. You gotta get her in the ground first. Let her lie down next to Alan.
Mm-hmm. Air is supposed to be see-through. On hot days, you always seem to step in a puddle of melted Real Housewife.
It's like a party. I'll have a vodka martini, by the way.
A $4.6 million home should come with a driveway.
Yes.
Think about anyone you ever met from San Francisco.
That's nasty.
Kardashian dander.
I just got my 8:30.
I bet you did.
Okay. And finally, the very top reason people are leaving California.
Yes.
The Walk of Fame loses its allure at the corner of crackhead and prostitution.
It's true.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
You want to do it again?
Ahoy. At stanandhaney.com.
Sit down.
Sit down.
All
right.
A few of these emails. I won't be able to get to all of them. I'm going to tell you that right now. This is great to hear. And I know Junior got the pictures. Hopefully we can get them posted. Stan and Haney, we would like once again to thank you for your help with our toy collection.
Oh, is this from Santa?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is from Mrs. Claus. There were hundreds of smiling faces. We've attached some pictures. Santa is resting, and life is back to normal. Guys, have a fabulous 2022. We'll see you soon. Sincerely, Mrs. Claus, Suncoast Santa.
They were so wonderful.
Yep.
What about those pictures we were supposed
to see?
He's
got them.
No, he's got a picture up of Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. This is from, was this signed? I know the business that it came from. No, but it's about John Madden. As everyone knows by now, the great John Madden became the late John Madden last week, right after such a wonderful Christmas Day dedication to honor this man. It was so nice and became so obvious through his special how much he touched the hearts of everyone who knew him, played with him, was coached by him, or simply just heard his voice every week. He connected and touched America. Even John Madden himself, after the special was filmed, when he saw how much he meant to everyone, such a humble man, simply said, "Wow, I didn't know." John Madden was genuine. How great that he got to see how much he meant to everyone before he passed.
And you know, much like Kim Jong-il invented the burrito, John Madden invented the mutant turducken with as many wings as he needed.
Yep.
Or legs.
And you know, there's so much more I could say and that I want to say, but I then remembered an answer to your question of the week back in the day on September 8th that you actually read on the air, and I think it pretty much summed it up. And he recopied the answer of our question of the week and talked about how seeing Howard Cosell on Monday Night Football and what it meant to see Pat Summerall and John Madden. And, yeah, he was mentioning that. And a big part of a lot of people's lives, guys like us as we were growing up, when we were kids and remembered him coaching and then going on to broadcasting.
And I know many will remember him with Al Michaels, but Summerall and him were the best
yep.
team ever. Summerall would set him up so beautifully.
Yep. This is from Scott. Hey, guys. I just wanted to share some reflective thoughts I had over the holiday break. And they include, if you stick your hand in a tiger cage, it ends poorly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And don't name your kids River.
Yep. Air travel is the worst kind of travel. People get sick. And Tua is going to be a really serviceable backup quarterback. Oh.
For some lucky team.
Oh. And Stan and Haney is good. Welcome back. Love you guys. P.S. I was trying to think of a 2022 slogan, but all that really came to mind was hell freezes over in 2022.
Again.
But that might be too harsh. We'll see, I guess. Signed, Scott. And then there were various emails that people, when the Best Dubs were running, thought that they were live shows and wanted to know on a good chunk of them why Junior wasn't on the show.
Well, he doesn't believe that.
And there was also ones that asked the simple question, just because we're on vacation, does that mean that he can't post the podcast of the Best Of? We're gonna
Junior is is of the belief that everyone hates him and wishes him ill.
Not everyone.
So see?
Not everyone.
Yeah, about three people.
And there's 50% in here that don't.
So you think
I see what you did there.
You think three people isn't enough. How many would you like to see?
We gotta bump those numbers up to six. Okay. At least.
So, yeah. See, you just need to double down then.
I mean, a good half dozen.
When we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win. We're going to play Stan's Name That Movie. We're taking cast members who were in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, putting them in other movies. Your job is to name the movie. We got a lot of prizes. We'll go over them. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
We should be in a position where you, the experts say, we know is in fact is going to be
upset stomach.
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Sorry.
About 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. We're going to get you updated on traffic, and then we're going to play Stan's Name That Movie.
I don't know what came over me.
Yeah, you're very gazzy. You got a bubble.
I finally got Stan to finish washing
Curb. Yeah, and it was great. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. It is brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers in Cape Coral. Okay, got a few things on the board. We'll start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. 6800 block of Daniels Parkway. Lehigh Acres crash. Lee Boulevard and Joan Avenue North. And one more for you. It's in Lehigh Acres. It's a crash. 5,000 block of Barth Street. And you, not Barth, Barth. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update right before Mark Haney and the news. Time to play Stan's Name That Movie. And we've been going with this theme for a few weeks. We take an iconic film that had an all-star cast, and they went on to play in other big movies. Today, we're going to look at the film Fast Times at Ridgemont High. A lot of actors just starting out.
Well, now you look at it as an all-star cast. It
not
wasn't
then.
So much then.
Correct.
And, well, I can't say anything.
Right. Thank you. And they went on to play other roles in other movies. I'm going to give you the actor, the character that they played on Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and then we're going to play a clip of another movie they were in. Your job is to name that movie. If you do, we've got a lot of prizes to choose from. $50 to the pewter mug. We have Everblades tickets. You can either get it by the pair or a family four-pack. You pick the game. Junior will find it for you. We got season tickets. $25 to Metro Diner, where the locals eat. We have $25 to Alligator Bay Rum Distillery in Punta Gorda. Hand and Stone Spa, $50 here in Estero. And if you love the shaved ice, $25 to Vampire Penguin, Vanderbilt, and Coconut Point. Great place if you love the real shaved ice. Those are your prizes. Actors from Fast Times at Ridgemont High in other movies. Let's begin. I'll release the phones after. after we play the first movie clip. 277-9600. The actor's name is Vincent Schiavelli. He played Mr. Vargas in Fast Times at Ridgemont High and was one of the best character actors of all time. Name this movie he was in. And I'll stop it right here because we've been away for 2 weeks and all the buttons are wrong.
Don't worry, I got
you. I appreciate that. Thank you, Haney. There we go. Name this movie.
What are you doing? What the hell are you doing? You're trying to move it with your finger. You can't push it with your finger. You're dead. It's all in your mind. The problem with you is you still think you're real. You think you're wearing those clothes? You think you're crouched on that floor? Bull. You ain't got a body no more, son. It's all up here now. You want to move something, you got to move it with your mind. You got to focus. You hear what I'm saying? How do you focus? I don't know how you focus. You just focus.
How did you do that?
You got to take all your emotions, all your anger, all your love, all your hate, and push it way down here into the pit of your stomach. And then let it explode like a reactor.
Okay.
Don't laugh.
Name the movie. Of course, Mr. Vargas from Fast Times at Ridgemont High was in a lot of other movies. Mm-hmm. That Vincent Schiavelli.
That hot wife of his.
And that hot, yep. Yes, 277-9600. Name that movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Rita.
Hi, Rita. How are you?
I'm good. Happy New Year. How are you?
And same to you, sweetheart. Can you name that movie?
I think it's Ghost.
It is Ghost.
Woohoo!
What would you like?
That hand and stone massage.
Oh, that would be beautiful for you. You know, you get that stone treatment, the hand massage makes that skin so soft.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, get rid of all the calluses. Hold on.
Yeah, smooth out all those unsightly areas. But too hard to sell?
Yeah. No, that's pretty accurate.
Problem areas.
One of Spicoli's stoner buddies, and it was just named Stoner Bud, was played by Eric Stoltz in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He went on to have a pretty good career.
You don't say.
He was in a movie that I'd like you to identify. Name this movie and win a prize. Before I do that, Junior, why was that call so fast? Did you hang up on her? Did she swear at you?
No.
Did you take care of it?
Yeah, I took care of it, man.
That was lightning fast.
It's called speed, bro.
That's incredible.
How did that happen?
I'm just applying myself, I guess.
You're lying, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, she was already in our system, so it was bing, bang, boom.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Eric Stoltz played Stoner Bud in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He also played a character in this movie. Name it.
Vance, the goddamn phone's ringing.
Oh, Mr. Bevan, please. I can hear it.
Hello? I thought you told those never to call here this late.
Yeah, I told them. And that is exactly what I'm going to tell this right now. Hello, Lance! Vincent! I'm in big trouble, man. I'm coming to your house.
Whoa, hold your horses, man. What's the problem?
I got this chick, she's no OD'ing on me.
Well, don't bring her here. I'm not even joking with you, man. Do not be bringing some poop out to my house.
No choice.
She's ODing?
She's dying on me, man.
Okay, well, then you bite the bullet and you take her to a hospital and call a lawyer.
Negative.
This is not my problem, man. You f***ed her up. You can deal with this. Are you talking to me on a cellular phone? I don't know you. Who is this? Don't come here. I'm hanging up the phone. Prank caller. Prank caller.
Nay, you have no idea how much editing that took. Because there were some beeps in there, but then I had to take out full words that kind of still put the sentence together where mm-hmm. it shows you in film you don't need to use the dirty words to still get the point across. There was about 15 edits in that. Name the movie.
That was lovingly made by hand.
It was.
For you.
Yes.
By Stan.
Yep. Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Chris. Happy New Year, gentlemen.
Happy New Year, Chris. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. I hope you guys have a good holiday season. It's glad to have you back, and you guys were in some great best ofs while you were gone.
Thank you. Most of them were mine. Name the movie.
That would be none other than Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, it is. Pulp Fiction.
And a great scene.
That
was an awesome scene.
What would you like?
Honestly, I just tuned in.
All right, here we go.
Catch what you had.
Here we go, buddy. Pewter Mug, Everblades Tickets, Metro Diner, Alligator Bay Rum Distillery, and Vampire Penguin, which is shaved ice down at Coconut Point.
That's how you are. He never blades team.
All right, you got it. Hold on. That one will take a while.
Oh, Virginia. Watch. Let's watch Mr. Lightning
yeah,
fast.
Yeah, see how fast you are with this one. Yeah. Huh? Movie clip number 3.
I was hoping this year would be different.
I was looking for a new year.
Because he just, you know, it seems like he's put out when he comes to work.
Yep.
Like we're imposing on him.
All we want is a damn SD card.
haven't even gotten it.
No, haven't even touched that one yet. Again, we're looking at actors who were in the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High and went on to star in other films. We all remember Forrest Whitaker, who played star football player Charles Jefferson.
I thought he only flew in for games.
Yep, at Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He's been in a lot of other films, including this one. Name it.
Your uncle took a war dog assignment in America. Your father placed me there to observe. Unbeknownst to him, your uncle fell in love with an American woman. They had a child. The hardships he saw there radicalized your uncle.
I observed for as long as I could. The leaders have been assassinated. Communities flooded with drugs and weapons. They are overly policed and incarcerated. All over the planet, our people suffer because they don't have the tools to fight back. With vibranium weapons, they could overthrow every country and Wakanda could rule them all the right way.
He knew your father would not support this. So your uncle betrayed us.
No.
He helped Claw steal the vibranium.
No.
You will return home at once, or you will face the council and inform them of your crimes.
He drew his weapon on me. Your father killed his own brother to save my life.
The child.
Left him.
This is probably the only movie that Junior knows. Out of all of them, he knows this one. Name the movie, win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Manny from Naples.
Manny from Naples. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, buddy.
Name it.
Black Panther.
It is Black Panther. You are absolutely correct. Nice job. What would you like?
Vampire Penguin.
You got it. Hold the line.
Thank you.
Somebody that knows that that's a great place. Stacy Hamilton lost her virginity in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah. She was pretty determined to do so.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, played by Jennifer Jason Leigh. She's been in a few other films, including this one, Name It.
This case is about Vera Donovan, not my father.
And what if it wasn't an accident?
Look. It's been 18 years. I don't know what this has done to you. But let me tell you, it's consumed me. I have lived with this every day of my life. Every day. It was wrong, and I won't do it anymore. And if I can say that, my God, can't you? She didn't kill Vera Donovan. You've been out here all weekend looking for a smoking gun. There isn't one. All you've got is a 30-page description of a suicide. I'm asking you, as an honorable man, with all your experience, all that you've seen.
This reports the truth.
Name the movie. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Mike.
Mike, Happy New Year, Mike.
Happy New Year.
Can you name it?
Man, I think it's Single White Female, but I'm not 100% sure.
I was going to use that one, but that's not the one.
Well, that would have been much more convenient.
Not really, when you have to try to figure out a decent clip. 277-9600.
And after those 15 edits on Fast
Time. No kidding, you were tired by then.
Yeah.
Ahoy, who's this?
David.
David, name it.
Dolores Claiborne.
It is. It's Dolores Claiborne. You are absolutely correct. Great movie. Great book. What would you like?
I don't know. What's available? I just turned on the radio and I jumped into call.
Let's see. I got Pewter Mug. I've got Everblades. I've got Metro Diner, where the locals eat. I've got Alligator Bay Rum Distillery. And I've got Vampire Penguin Shaved Ice.
How about Everblades?
You got it, because that's Junior's favorite to go and get a winner for. And it's up to you. A pair of tickets or a family four-pack, I'll send you over to him, okay?
Thank you.
All right, buddy, hold on. One more. Of course, Phoebe Cates played Linda Barrett.
Oh.
And she can tell a really good Christmas story, too. Name the movie.
It was Christmas Eve. I was 9 years old. Me and Mom were decorating the tree, waiting for Dad to come home from work. A couple hours went by. Dad wasn't home. His mom called the office. No answer. Christmas Day came and went, and still nothing. So the police began a search. 4 or 5 days went by. Neither one of us could eat or sleep.
What is that little creature?
Everything was falling apart. It was snowing outside. The house was freezing, so I went to try to light up the fire. And that's when I noticed the smell. Firemen came and broke through the chimney top. And me and Mom were expecting them to pull out a dead cat or a bird. And instead, they pulled out my father.
What is that thing?
He was dressed in a Santa Claus suit. He'd been climbing down the chimney on Christmas Eve, his arms loaded with presents. He was going to surprise us. He slipped and broke his neck, died instantly. And that's how I found out there was no Santa Claus.
What a wonderful actress. So talented. Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this? No, nobody there? Nobody wants to answer? Ahoy, who's this?
Javier.
Javier, name it.
Gremlins.
Yes, it is Gremlins, Javier. Happy New Year, by the way.
I'm sorry?
Never mind, forget I said it.
You said Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. You as well, sir.
Thank you.
I enjoy the show.
Thank you, brother. What would you like?
What do you have left?
Pewter Mug, Everblades, Metro Diner, Alligator Bay Rum Distillery, and what?
Metro Diner will be fine. Metro Diner, that'll be great.
You betcha. That's where the locals eat. Hold the line, Javier. Hold on. There you go.
God, she's so pretty.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Do you have the outro for me?
Sure, I do.
Okay. Just didn't know. There we go.
I'm honestly surprised I did after, you know what, hearing her voice.
I know, it puts you in another world.
She's so pleasant.
Yeah, and beautiful. And what an actress. Yeah.
And that concludes Stan's tribute to Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Tune in next week for something with substantially less editing involved.
I hope so.
From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock. Stan and Haney. Hi, everybody. Tomorrow on the show, for the 25th consecutive year, the amazing Kreskin is going to be on. 25 years in a row, Kreskin has been on with us. Now, Junior and I were going back and forth. Was it 26 years? Because the show in the afternoon started in 1997. No, we didn't start the show until April of 97. So the first time that we had Kreskin on was in 1998, and he's been on every year since then. Now, we had him on the show before that. But
yeah, we knew him before
that. Yeah, yeah. But consecutively, this will be year 25.
And you know what? I'm really excited about that fact, guys. Do you realize it's been 26 years now? Look, there's going to be a new fad this year, and it's going to be kids wearing one sock.
And I want Junior to go back in the archives, check and see if he said anything about this COVID stuff. See if he said anything about this COVID stuff.
I'll tell you this, man. He nailed 9/11.
Yeah, he did. So he'll be on the show tomorrow. Yeah. You know, very quickly before we do traffic and get into the news, I got to pass along one thing. I'm a lucky man.
Yes, you are.
And I'm a lucky man because the woman I married, and you cross your fingers, you hope.
She is one of a kind.
You hope that it will be, everything will be all right. And I married a woman that is not a partier. She's a homebody. She doesn't, she's not a big alcohol user.
And she's so wonderful. And my thought has always been, if you were to somehow screw that up.
Yeah. But she's not an alcohol abuser, not drugs are completely out of the question.
That is such a plus.
And I said, it's such a plus. And I can rest easy at night that I married the perfect woman. We're coming home from Vegas. Took the red eye home, and we're driving home, and we took her car up there to park up in the garage, and so we were driving back.
What, didn't want to risk yours?
Yeah, you know. So we're,
if something were to happen, yeah, it'll happen to her car.
So we're driving back, and you know, a good feeling. We're back home, masks off, and we're driving back, and she calmly tells me, I have a favor to ask of you. And I said, what, honey? Anything? What do you need? Because I'm so glad. No boozing, no drugging, not a big partier. And we pull into, she says, I need some gas. I said, well, pull into the gas station. I said, you got this for your car or not? She looks at me and she says, no, I need to borrow money. I gambled it all away.
You did that.
She had no money to even put gas in her car.
You did that. You did that.
No. And then I said to myself,
because think about that. Hmm. You stranded this woman for a week in Vegas. What's she going to do?
She said, I won't have money to get to work. I said, don't worry about it, sweetheart. I'll top your tank off.
Because Stan won $50.
She gambled all of her money away.
And you?
I won $50.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As did I.
Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
And you know what? The casino I went to?
Yeah.
No masks.
Lucky you.
Had a good time.
I bet you did. It sounds like you did. And
very
somebody,
relaxed.
Somebody else had a good time, too.
Oh, even more relaxed than me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was killing it.
I hear that you eat like a king. Firehouse Subs.
Randy offered.
3 Lee County locations for what?
Randy offered. Has anybody ever offered to buy dinner for you before?
Yes. Yes.
And did your parents teach you etiquette?
No. Well, they did. I just didn't listen.
He's like that date that'll get anything out of you that he possibly can. Like the girl that you take and you're down to your last $20 and you take her to a nice restaurant and she orders the Kingsman platter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
So Randy was nice enough to buy dinner for all of us.
Yes.
So it was me, you, and Randy.
Right.
Randy said, hey, this is my treat.
That's nice of him.
He shouldn't have done that.
And do you recall what I ordered?
Would you get a sandwich or something?
Yeah. Yes.
You got like a steak and cheese?
Yeah.
What did he get?
Yeah.
What did he get?
A steak.
A steak.
A steak.
Now,
because that's what Randy got, and he was like, what do you want?
He's the
I'll
one
have
buying.
What he's having.
Now, if you were buying, what would you have ordered?
Probably a side of fries or something.
Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral.
Let me put it to you this way. Him and your wife got a lot in common.
Oh, is he a heavy gambler? She was gambling with her own
money.
You know,
I was doing all right at first.
Did you front him money? Did you front him money?
He gave me 25. Haney did. I was down a little bit. But it helped me get back up. And then I shot straight down again.
You know what? We may need to table this discussion for the future.
Yeah.
And then you might be able to explain to him what happened. Because I still don't think he understands.
I got sharked.
What? Let's be Fort Myers. Got a crash, New York Drive and Palm Beach Boulevard. Also, Fort Myers. Crash, 8500 block of College Parkway. Oh, I'm not done yet. I got one more to... And one more for you. It's in Estero. Got a crash. Estero Parkway and Three Oaks Parkway. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News. Very quick in this first break. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words, Martini was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Martini.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, January 4th.
Double M, double X, double I.
Hey! Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
All right.
Putting a bow on the holiday season. Elvis Presley's best-selling album ever was Elvis's Christmas album.
Not surprising.
It is also the best-selling Christmas album overall.
That's surprising.
It has sold more than 10 million copies.
Mm, that's amazing.
They didn't know that on that hot summer day when they all went in the studio and started going, Christmas,
yep.
Ding dong, yep. Christmas.
It's Christmas time, pretty baby.
Yeah.
And the snow's falling down.
Christmas.
It's Christmas time, Christmas, pretty baby.
Christmas.
That's my favorite Elvis song.
Oh, it's bad. It is a badass song.
Yep.
We all make mistakes. We can agree on that, can't we?
Right, Junior?
Dude.
We can all agree on it.
We're yeah, definitely, man.
And that includes Alexander Hamilton.
Oh, the great Alexander Hamilton, one of our founding fathers, Secretary of the Treasury.
And, I mean, we shouldn't be too judgmental because everything was new.
Yeah.
He misspelled the word Pennsylvania on the Constitution.
Who among us haven't misspelled Pennsylvania?
Yeah, he forgot one of the N's.
Come on.
Happens to the best
sure
of us.
Sure does.
And also, it happens to people like Dr. Seuss. Now, his real name is Theodore Geisel. He was forced to come up with the pen name Seuss when he was caught drinking in college and was banned from all extracurricular activities as punishment.
That'll learn him.
But he wanted to keep writing for the humor newspaper, so no harm, no foul. Oh, Geisel didn't write that. Seuss did.
Yep. You want a break?
If that is your wish,
yeah,
sir.
We got it.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Elon Musk and his Starlink internet service, with those mini satellites almost hitting space stations
mm-hmm.
and other satellites. Well, there's now a low-tech problem on Elon Musk's hands regarding his Starlink internet service, and that problem is cats.
How so? How's it affecting with cats?
With Starlink, your internet comes through a tiny satellite dish that you place outside the home.
Okay, yeah.
It turns out those dishes give off just a little bit of heat. So in cold weather, cats are attracted to them.
Sure they are.
Much like they were my radiator there years
yeah,
ago.
Or they're attracted to the engine block.
Mm-hmm. A man in Canada posted a photo of five cats huddled together on a single satellite dish. Oh, God.
Jeez, what a nightmare.
Every inch of it.
What a nightmare.
Covered in cat.
Go play in the car.
Surprisingly, the man who took that picture says it doesn't kill his connection completely, but it does slow it way down.
Yeah, I'm not going to have that. I'm not going to tolerate that.
Now, no word on whether that is safe for the cats, given the fact that it's beaming to space and back.
Right through their brains.
And no word on how cat urine may affect it.
Oh, jeez. How's your dog doing, by the way?
She's doing great, man.
Okay, good.
Yeah, she's doing great. She says hi.
Why do you ask?
She's doing fantastic,
bro.
Poor
thing.
She's doing good. Why do you do that? Why do you do that? Every time I post a picture of her on Facebook, he comments, poor thing. Yeah, this dog looks happy, man. What do you mean, poor thing? Yeah, whatever, dude.
Oh, by the way, I apologize. I never, I won't go on Facebook, so I never saw that picture you desperately wanted me to see.
Oh, yeah, so. Dude.
Oh, you don't show him that because you know what?
That was the best Christmas present I've gotten.
It's horrific.
Dude, it's awesome.
It's nothing's awesome about it.
It's so good.
Two women in their early 20s stopped at a Wawa store in Delaware last Monday night.
Right on.
And on their way out, they couldn't find their keys. One of the women is 20-year-old Jayon Bell.
Hey, Jayon!
The other is 21-year-old Azania Davis.
Hey, Azania.
Now, we don't know if they locked their keys in the car or they couldn't find them, but they demanded that the employees of the Wawa help them get the door open. It's not clear how they expected the employees to do that. But when they couldn't help, Jayon and Azania flipped out. They damaged merchandise and displays and then physically attacked an employee and a random customer who stepped in to help. Police eventually showed up, so of course they fought them too. Azania attacked a paramedic who was trying to help her. They are both facing a long list of charges, including several felonies. That's what you got?
No.
That's Azaina.
Turn your head this way. Turn your head this way. Put your picture up, and I'm going to tell you, it nauseated, made me nauseous, and made my wife nauseous, and everybody that saw it, that this, I won't use the word I was going to say. I would have to censor myself, puts this up and thinks it's great.
Tell me that's not awesome.
And do not.
Look how cool that is.
Do not post that on our Facebook page. Do not.
This is one of the first times you told me not to post that.
No, do not post that.
That's fine.
Two questions come to mind immediately.
Yes.
What and why?
Yes.
She paid a lot of money for that.
That's a shame.
I can do that for you for free.
You could do that if you were motivated.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Jesus. Take it down. I don't want to see it.
I'm leaving it up now.
Have you worked fast food, Junior?
I mean, I told you about that chain restaurant I worked for. It might
as well. Never like a drive-thru?
Never a drive-thru, but it might as well have been a fast food joint.
Keep going the way you're going now, you will be.
Well, never mind. I was just wondering if there's like a hierarchy as to who works the drive-thru. Is that a prestige position?
I don't know. That's a good question.
But a 20-year-old employee paid some dues working the drive-thru at the Long John Silver's in southern Indiana on Sunday. 20-year-old rookie employee working the drive-thru when a broad in her 30s or 40s, because to a 20-year-old, you just don't know.
You don't know. It's old.
Mm-hmm. And this woman, supposedly a grown-ass woman, pulled up and tried to order one hush puppy.
What?
How much for a rib?
What?
Now, Long John Silver's does offer hush puppies on the menu, but not individually. The smallest order you can get is two hush puppies for $1.95. And for some reason, that's the hill this woman was ready to die on. She told the 20-year-old employee, "That is outrageous. All I want is one hush puppy, and I won't be paying you $1.95 for two. That's one more than I need."
Right.
She demanded that they sell her one. That didn't work, so she did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
Well, she pulled out a racial slur.
Jeez, what is it with people?
Then another woman in her car began calling the restaurant over and over, demanding to speak to a manager. When that didn't work, the passenger got out, walked inside the restaurant, trashed the place, physically attacked the drive-through worker, and kicked her in the stomach.
"Let me speak to your manager. I'd like to speak to your manager." Oh my God.
Which was kind of a big deal, because the drive-through worker just so happens to be pregnant.
Oh my goodness!
Luckily, it sounds like she's okay. It's not clear if the woman who kicked her realized she was pregnant or not, and the police are still trying to track her down.
Wow.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, January 4th.
Double M, double X, double I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney. Telling it like it is.
Well, now we know the value of human life.
Yep.
One hush puppy.
One hush puppy. Let me talk to your manager about that one. Let me talk to your manager.
Let me speak to your manager.
Just about any nice day, you'll find people in almost any park enjoying
Stan and Haney.
They're fun. Sold separately from Wemo.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Glad to be back. Al Beck coming up at 6 o'clock. I wonder if he had a good new year. Don't know. But he'll be out at 6 o'clock. And let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. It's brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations. Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Just one on the board. Recently on the board, and it is a crash. Fort Myers, 13,000 block of Treeline Avenue South. And you are up to date. Yeah. Classic comedy brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
This is the best of Stan and Haney.
What?
Sure is.
Pets are animals that are not delicious. I don't think that was by mistake. I think we probably tried to eat all of them. I'm like, okay, these don't taste good, so we'll give these first names and sweaters and we'll hang out with them. And then let's eat the rest. Let's eat these. We even eat birds. I can't believe we eat birds. How did that start? Somebody's like, you see that flying up there? I want to put that in my mouth. Yeah, that looks good. It's covered in feathers. No, no, no. Do it. I'll make it good. I think we're mean to birds, man. Like, I mean, turkeys, we break the wishbone. We've killed the bird. We've cooked it and we've eaten it. Then we're like, you want to break its bones, man? Yeah, yeah, let's break its bones, man. We'll make a wish. What did you wish for? Death to all turkeys.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this.
2022.
It sure is.
And everybody's mad at us.
You noticed that?
It's not our fault.
No.
I think it's Skynet.
Stan and Haney. Something doesn't sound right, but I don't care.
Well, it's because we're not used to it.
I think you're right. It's because we're not. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Welcome.
God, I feel like a human being.
Yeah, me too. I was a walking zombie right before Christmas. But I got to say something, because I did see a few emails about it. Got a few texts on my private phone about it, about yesterday. Hey, how come you guys aren't in work? Hey, it's Monday. You've been gone 2 weeks. What's the deal? What's going on? Getting emails from our regulars. Hey, welcome back. Wait a second. Where are you? I'm going to explain this as best I can. For some reason...
See, we don't work for the people we used to work for. We have new bosses that we've never met.
Right.
And they're called Skynet.
So... And amazingly, where my wife works, they did it the same way. So as we're
Skynet took them over?
I don't think it's Skynet. But they operated the same way.
So Skynet has a rival.
Oh, yeah, they got a few rivals that I know of.
Really? They'd never admit that.
No. They're the king. So when we were filling out our vacation, in the old days, I'd go to the program director. I'd say, here are our dates for vacation.
Done and done.
Done and done. Now you have to enter it on this Skynet computer.
And occasionally, a program director would come to you and go, hey, we're coming up on the holidays. You guys got your date set yet?
Yeah, have you put it into Skynet now? But before...
I don't like that.
No, and I'll tell you why I don't like it. And I don't feel good about this, and I'm going to tell you. So I have to go on the computer and put our dates in. So as we're putting them in, Skynet bounces back a message to me. This was weeks ago, a month ago. They bounce back a message to me that your company, Skynet slash Beasley, because they're both our company.
Well, but now we have more bosses.
Yes, but it says your company recognizes January 3rd, which was yesterday, as your company holiday recognition for the new year. Not on the 31st.
Mm-hmm.
It was the 3rd.
And then, so we're entitled to that day. Say Skynet, can we bank that for the future?
No.
No.
And so I went to the powers that be around here who think they know Skynet, but they don't. And I said, look, we put in our time off, but it's saying Monday is part of the holiday. It's a comp day that you don't get back because they're recognizing it as the New Year holiday. They said, well, you're going to have to go and take that as your comp day. And I said, but it's coming at the end of our vacation. Well, that's the way it is. So we didn't come in yesterday, not because we didn't want to. We would have. Our services were up and running. But the company recognized it as a holiday.
The company said, you don't have to work on Monday. Would you like to work for free?
Yeah. And I said, no, I don't want to work for free. And so now it's Tuesday. We're here. We're back. And here's the thing. You go to Skynet. And I, because they somehow wanted to make sure my address was correct.
They are so bossy.
And they said, oh, congratulations. Welcome back to work. Do you know that you and your partner, Haney, missed out on 8 comp days last year? Something like that.
We're suckers.
Because I think...
So, see, what happens is normally we do work for free. We just don't know about right. It or we don't think about it.
And that the comp days don't carry over. Now, keep in mind, I think a lot of it, I think there's 5 of the 8 days are for sick days or what do they call it now? Personal days. And then you got 3 more, which were holidays that we worked because we felt, as we did yesterday, we felt we should be here regardless because so many people have to go to work.
And so many people, tuned in at 2 o'clock going, thank God, 2 weeks without standing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you got to be kidding me.
These bastards. And then they're mad at us. Listeners mad at us. Everybody in the building's mad at us.
They're just twisting the knife now. That's not us.
That isn't us. I said to them before, I'll see you guys on Monday's a holiday.
And if you go back over the decades that we've been working here, how many times have we been faced with the question, well, you're not going to get paid for it. Would you like to work for free?
Yeah, early on, it was a lot like that.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.